And it's our monthly conversation with Tim Hale, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, in studio this morning. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, Duke?
Hey, appreciate you joining us over the phone today for our monthly update from the Arts Council and some good things happening in the arts around the Star Valley area. And, of course, as we head into the holiday season, that means all kinds of Christmas events. Tell us about what's happening at Santa's Workshop next week.
Yeah. We're really excited to help kind of partner with the town of Afton, Afton Main Street Alliance, to to really kind of spruce up our kind of holiday season as we head into things here. As most people in Afton know, we have the Parade of Lights at 5:30 on November 27th, and what we decided to do is kind of partner with the town and continue to use that old information booth, right, that we spruced up, turned it into a haunted house for Halloween, and now what we're turning it into is Santa's Workshop, which has been done in years past, but we're going to add some different elements to that. And we're actually going to have Mr. and Mrs. Claus inside Santa's Workshop this year. We'll have some heaters outside to kind of keep people warm. There's going to be hot chocolate down the street. So anyway, we're really excited about that. Just really kind of create a nice feel and place that people can come and enjoy Santa after the parade, visit Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Perfect. And I noticed that Santa's Workshop, again, going to be nicely decorated as well, and it's going to remain that way even after Santa leaves the workshop on that day, correct? I think that little building kind of stays as is.
That's right. We'll kind of leave it staged and sort of set up that way, and actually the town does their letters to Santa, so they'll have their mailbox out there. Kids can drop their requests in and get their letter off to Santa and even get a reply. So pretty fun way to bring in the holiday here.
So again, Santa Claus will be at Santa's Workshop on the day of the light parade, November 27th, at that booth right next to the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Tim Hale with us this morning on the phone with the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, of course, another big Christmas event is the Heart of Christmas, and you guys are teaming up with the Salt River Arts Society to put this on, but Shantae Clark really does a great job heading this event and putting the whole show together, and really happy to see this back again this year.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, she does a great show. This year we'll have six men, six women, and kind of our spotlight singers. So they'll be performing a variety of numbers from sort of Christmas days of yore and some modern songs. So really just celebrating that spirit of the season. And in addition, we'll have some younger singers, some young dancers. So it's really going to be a fun event. That'll be at the high school on December 2nd and 3rd. And so two nights, two opportunities to catch that show. Tickets are on sale through the Salt River Arts Society at saltriverarts.org. So people can get their tickets that way.
Okay. So again, that's coming up December 2nd and 3rd, 7:00 p.m. at the high school auditorium. You can get your tickets at saltriverarts.org. Tim, we mentioned this last time you were on the air with us, and it looks like it's still on the schedule coming up late January, the 27th, BYU's Living Legends coming to Star Valley.
Yeah, we are totally a go with this one. This is really going to be a fun show. We had the Young Ambassadors come in a couple of years ago. And so what BYU Living Legends is it's really this sort of cultural dance celebration of cultural heritage from North and South America, as well as the South Pacific. So it's high energy. The costuming are it's just amazing. If you go to their website, the community will start seeing our promotions as well through Facebook and our newsletter. We're going to make sure to highlight a lot of the imagery from this show because it's really just fantastic. The costumes, the dancing. So, yes, January 27th, that's a Thursday evening. We're really excited to have them come. We're actually bringing in kind of an education element as well. So we're going to have an outreach element at the high school. The group will go and visit a class there and kind of teach them some things. So yeah, we're really excited about this, and people can keep your eye out for more details and ticketing and all of that.
BYU Living Legends, January 27th, courtesy of the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim Hell, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, on the phone with us this morning. Tim, of course, all these events are put together with the help of the community and donors that help support the Arts Council. And it looks like another community donor drive is in the works, or at least coming up.
Yeah, just this is kind of our time of year that we like to reach out to our community and real specifically individuals, you know, people like you and me who want the arts to continue to happen in Star Valley. So people can just kind of keep an eye out for, again, you know, through Facebook, through our newsletter, we'll be reaching out to the community to invite anybody in the community that would like to continue to support us with a financial donation. We'd be so appreciative. We're so grateful for those who buy tickets to our events. This is just another way to provide us with the funding that we need to kind of keep running our season. People can also go to starvalleyarts.org, and just in the top right corner is a link to donate. They can do it through that way. So lots of ways to help support us. And, of course, we're always grateful to our community coming to our events, to our business sponsors. So we're just super grateful this time of year for all the support from the community. We want to keep moving forward. So thank you all.
Tim Hell, director of the Star Valley Arts Council. And again, Santa will be at the workshop November 27th, day of the Afton Light Parade, and Heart of Christmas, December 2nd and 3rd, which is up and coming and on the way at Star Valley High School's auditorium. Tim, appreciate your time. Thank you.